Hey, human, it's Yeti. Welcome to Dane's Delight by Yeti, your weekly life tune-up from the POV of a Great Dane. Grab your snacks, get comfy, and stop overthinking. We've got wisdom to chew today. And today's topic? Why dogs, especially Great Danes, are actually better therapists than humans. Humans invented therapy. Then humans invented stress. Then humans invented extra stress about whether therapy is working. Dogs skip all that. We don't say, how does that make you feel? We already know how you feel. You smell like it. You come home after a bad day. Your shoulders are up around your ears. Your voice is tight. And you move like someone who lost an argument with an email. You don't need a form, or a clipboard, or a copay. You need 120 pounds of Great Dane leaning on your leg until your nervous system files for surrender. Human therapists are trained not to talk about themselves, but it still leaks out. That reminds me of a client I once had. Have you tried journaling? Let's explore that. Dogs, we never say, wow, that's crazy. Anyway, I once barked at a raccoon. Let me tell you my trauma story. No, we give you pure listening. No opinions, no judgment, just three things. Eye contact, slow breathing, and occasionally a slobber string of emotional support. You cry? We don't say, stay strong. We say, here, press your feelings directly into my fur. Human therapy loves stories. What happened in 1997? How did your childhood shape this? Dogs treat something better, your nervous system. You're spinning out about something that hasn't even happened yet. Your brain is in 2034. Your body is in the kitchen. So what do? We walk away and grab a toy. Translation: hey, come back to the room, please. Be here, right now, with me. When you pet us, your heart rate slows, your breathing evens out. Your brain stops trying to solve 9 imaginary emergencies. You don't need a deep reframe. You need a dog's head on your knee. We love you when you're successful. We love you when you fail. We love you when you burn the toast, forget the laundry, and sigh at the same email 14 times. That's unconditional positive regard. But we also have boundaries. If you're in a bad mood and try to rush us through our sniff walk, we will plant all 4 paws and move at the speed of therapy, not cardio. We model something humans forget. I love you. Also, I still need my time, my space, and my walk. If dogs ran mental health, here's your treatment plan. Step 1. Go outside. Step 2. Sniff something that did absolutely nothing wrong. Step 3. Take 3 slow breaths. Step 4. Nap without guilt. Step 5. Repeat daily until your shoulders stop living next to your ears. No forms, no portals, no billing issues. Just consistent affection and repeated reminders that your value doesn't come from your productivity. This is Yeti, your giant 4-legged therapist, signing off. Go take a stretch, drink some water, and remember, your worth is not tied to your to-do list. If you laughed or felt seen today, share the episode. Don't be selfish. See you next Tuesday, and yes, bring treats.